The Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control's Delaware Shellfish Program is conducting a week-long water quality study to evaluate oyster beds.
This was a great opportunity for the state of Delaware to work in conjunction with the Kent County Levy Court and the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to conduct this hydrodynamic dye study.
That's DenRec Shellfish Program Manager Michael Bott. He's conducting the dye study.
To look at the water flow and dilution that occurs in the Murder Kill River in the Delaware Bay, and we're going to be assessing emergency situations that could occur from the Kent County Wastewater Treatment Plant and looking at the water flow and hydrology into the Delaware Bay and how this could impact shellfish beds.
Bott says weather permitting, dye applications are planned late Tuesday night and will continue until around noon on Wednesday. He stresses that the dye is non-toxic but could stain skin or clothing. Bott says the extent of the water discoloration could be fairly widespread but should disperse within 48 hours. Kelly Steele, Delaware Public Media.